Did she just say that? 30 minutes to laugh it up in the hip hop lounge with Lonnie Latte. What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl Lonnie in the hip hop lounge, and I'm going to be coming to you today with some great music from me and maybe a couple of the artists that I was able to get their music downloaded, and it should be fine to play because of the ASCAP rules. And we're following some of the FCC rules, so you won't be hearing much cussing from me, but I can't control the cussing that comes from the music all the time, but I'll try to keep it to a low minimum. All right, but we are going to be talking about some of the hottest artists, including singers, rappers, comedians, and actors. And I'm a comedian and singer in the Detroit area as well, so this is gonna be fun. Today we're gonna be discussing the career of Jamie Foxx and what's going on with La Twins from Paris that are here in the United States, and they are the worldwide best dancers. We are going to hear from Uncle Rufus, who will be calling in to discuss dating people for their potential. He says he has a girl and she's going to be somebody important. So we'll find out what it is, and we're going to laugh a little bit and have a little fun with Uncle Rufus. Okay, can we do that? All right. And we have the last week we talked about Erykah Badu, and we talked about Beyonce, Giselle Knowles, Carter. Beyonce. All you have to do is say Beyonce, and we know exactly who it is because she slays, baby. All right, so let's get right into it. Jamie Foxx is a world-renowned, multi-award-winning singer, producer, musician, actor, singer, and impressionist, who got his notoriety in Living Color comedy show as Wanda. He went on to produce the self-titled TV program, The Jamie Foxx Show, which received great reviews and awards and was hilarious. He starred in the blockbuster films such as Law Abiding Citizen, Collateral, Spider-Man as Electro, a great villain played by Jamie Foxx, and it showed his versatility. He also starred in the awesome film Django Unchained, which he touched many hearts, and he also made people laugh. So you gotta check out Jamie Foxx and his new CD, Unpredictable, and his new song, Somebody. With somebody, find somebody to get this somebody off of my mind. That's kind of how it go, but I'm gonna let Jamie sing that. But it's a great song. His Unpredictable album. I just got my new CD from Jamie Foxx in the mail yesterday. I was so excited. I was jumping up and down. I love the CD. I can listen to it from beginning to end. Also, make sure you get his Intuition CD with Blame It on the Alcohol and Just Like Me. Yeah. But his new CD has Warm Bed on it. So we can't play any Jamie Foxx songs on here today. But if I had the rights to play them, you know I would. So make sure you look it up and go buy his albums, Unpredictable and Intuition, and his other albums, and watch his films. Right now, we're going to call Uncle Rufus. And in a minute, when I actually get done with one of my songs by Lonnie Latte myself, we're gonna get a phone call from Rufus and see how he's doing. Rufus, I'm trying to play a song. Like, you, how did you get on my line? I gotta talk to you about something. Well, we're supposed to talk about that later in the show, Uncle Rufus, because I'm playing songs and stuff right now. Oh, well, I just wanted to talk to you about my girl. Okay, Uncle Rufus, go ahead. We'll just put in the beginning of the show. What's going on with your girl? You said you were going to date her for her potential to be somebody great. What is she going to be, like some type of executive assistant, an accountant, or what is she going to be?
Oh, no, she's going to be a stripper.
Oh my gosh, Uncle Rufus. Well, where does she work at now? Well, she works at the library. She's a virgin and she's 80 years old. She got a body like Rip Wilmer from the Hot Club. That a stripping club is intermediate stripping for women this seniors. So she's going to move up to be a real stripper, a young stripper to lose her weight and everything. Uncle Rufus, don't you think you should like her for who she is right now? If she's elderly and she's a librarian, maybe you should respect her for that. I mean, I can't really see her in like high heels if she's 80 years old. So, oh, well, she wear them red high heel boots, them red bottom, you know, she wiggle with it at all times. You know, she the fine young lady, but like, yeah, she a little big. I don't take her out with me. If I take her out, I'm not taking her out and let her see my boy. Rufus, that is rude. If you don't like her now, why would you want to date her for her potential to get smaller, possibly, and then be a stripper? Like, she's a librarian. Usually they don't transfer into strippers. Well, I thought it would be nice if, you know, I kind of help her with her diet. And, you know, she can, like, really be a stripper. And it's just going to be nice. I really, really like her. No. Well, if you really like her, like the way she is, Uncle Rufus, then, you know, go ahead and date her. But there was someone named Devin Franklin. Devin Franklin is kind of like a dating coach, like me. And he was saying that if you're like a caterpillar and someone's going to date you for the potential to turn to a butterfly, don't do that. Because if you don't like them as a caterpillar, say they never really turn into a butterfly. Say they turn into a moth or something. Then are you still going to like them? You know, like, you should date them where they're at is what I always say. If you can't accept me on my worst days, you definitely don't deserve me on my best days is what I always say as a dating coach. So, okay, well, I think about it. But well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. Wait, and Rufus, I got to play this song. And my boss just fell by the fridge. I got to go help him because you spilled something by the refrigerator when you were here. So now I gotta go help my boss and hope I don't get fired. Oh, wait a minute, here she come right now. But you can't see it, can you? Because she a little big, you know. Rufus, I gotta go. Oh my gosh, Uncle Rufus is something. We're about to get into our next song. We'll play that and I'll be right back on the Hip Hop Lab.
I can feel the rhythm moving. The beat she got just took me. My feet are dancing smoothly. Come over, dancing with me. Be so hard. Be so hard. Yeah. You can feel the beat. You can feel the beat so hard. Yeah, yeah. Tap your toes and dance, baby. I can feel the beat, no faking. This bass is really bass. This my jam in this place. Be so hard. Be so hard, yeah. You can feel the beat. You can feel the beat so hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now this guy is dancing with me. He could be the one, he could be. But I can't stop this boogie. Boogie nights. So clap your hands here with me. So hard. So hard, yeah. You beat, you can feel the beat so hard. So hard, so hard, you can feel the beat, you can feel the beat so hard. Be so hard, you can feel the beat, you can feel the beat so hard.
Be so hard. I love that song. That is Be So Hard by me, Lonnie Latte, your girl from Detroit, Metro Detroit area. I hope you like that song. It's one of my favorite songs on my album. You can get my 5-song album on my website at www.lonnielatteandco.com. And if you are a local Detroit artist or you're from some other area and you want to drop your song and you have the rights to your song, hit me up on my website on the contact page right here and let me know and give me your email and I will get your MP3. It has to be on MP3 and so I can play it on my show and get you some visibility, you know what I'm saying? Get you some audibility, everybody hearing your song. So right now we are about to talk about LaTwins, born Larry and Lauren Borges, are the hit dancers of the world who also sing and rap. They were just on tour with Beyonce and Jason Derulo and released two of their own songs called Yo Quiero a Pami. It's spelled Pami, P-A-M-I. So make sure you look it up on YouTube or Spotify and listen to their songs. Or if you can purchase them on Amazon.com or Spotify, do so. They also got Streets of L.A. You can also sometimes purchase on YouTube. Streets of L.A. is a great song. It's like, it's just amazing. It makes you feel good. If you ever been to LA, it really makes you feel good about the city. And these are awesome songs. They also have been DJing and working on their own songs and videos and beats while introducing new dancers in their dance workshops. So shout out to Larry and Lauren Borges, LaTwins, for doing it big and hanging with Beyonce. Shout out for that. Like, oh my God, they got to the Beyonce stage. Just tremendous. Tremendous. And Beyonce did so great on her tour. We talked about her last week with Blue Ivy Carter and Jay-Z and Tina Knowles and Rumi. Rumi and Blue Ivy are Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughters. And they've been on tour. And they've been letting the girls come on stage sometimes with LaTwins and Jay-Z. And then Jay-Z sometimes will be in the audience with her mother, Tina Knowles. What a beautiful, beautiful family. All right. So we're about to talk about another artist who you love and you know, Tyrese Gibson. He is also another child star who was discovered for his singing talent at age 14, singing the Coca-Cola song or ad on a bus, which prompted me to start singing in public myself and then actually ended up singing, writing songs like Tank. He writes a lot of songs, and Chris Brown and Tyrese. So he landed some acting opportunities and multi-million dollar modeling contracts after the Coca-Cola ad. He signed with RCA Records and has many Grammys and Billboard songs such as Nobody Else, Sweet Lady, How You Gonna Act Like That, just to name a few. And I got his new album. It is so great. the Black Rose album and his other Tyrese album as well that's out. So make sure you get all the Tyrese albums because you can listen to those beautiful songs and just sit back and have a good time. Tyrese is also known for his mature vocals, beautiful smile, positive attitude, and striking appearance. He is so handsome. The ladies absolutely love Tyrese, and he lets the fans know that they are important to him as well. And also, he does have the song Signs of Love Making, which you can get. And you know what? I love him too. As a fan, I think Tyrese is so handsome. He be doing his thing. So make sure you get his albums and support your boy Tyrese. He has some cute pictures in his CD. If you order the CD online at Amazon.com, make sure you get the CDs and support your boy. So next week we'll be talking about Bruno Mars, and maybe if we can get everything to act right, or I could get access to his song Finesse or something, I might be able to play it. For now, I'm going to help my boss off the floor because Rufus spilled something and he's always doing something he's not supposed to be doing, like dating people for the potential that they're going to be a stripper, but they work at a library now and he don't like hanging with her because she's bigger. Like, Rufus, you gotta like them for who they are. Be people where they're at, like in their life right now. And then if they want your help, they will ask you for your help. You know, unwanted help is bad help, as Joyce Meyer would say in her People Pleaser book. So, you know what? Rufus, I'm sure you will find love in somebody that you like for who they are, and they will like you for who you are. But right now, I don't like you, Uncle Rufus, because you got my boss on the floor, and we got to get him up off the floor. So I'm going to go. Thank you guys for listening. I'm going to leave off with this song, and this is Detroit Flossing by your girl, Lonnie Latte. That's me. Until next week, here is my song, Detroit Flossing, right here on the Hip Hop Lounge. Thank you for listening.
Get loud now. Yeah. yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Loyal, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm loyal to you, baby, loyal to this beat. Never wanna turn this off, I'm loving this song. Yeah, 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 yeah. At first you called my name, you was like boom, 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 hey. I like the way you made me feel, your vibe was so unreal. Yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm loyal to your baby, loyal to this beat. Never wanna turn this off, I'm loving this song. I'm loving this song, yeah. Next you call me on the phone, you said why you all alone. I could be the only one for ya. Your beat said ooh la 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 la. Yeah, 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 oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm loyal to you, baby, loyal to this beat. Never wanna turn this off, I'm loving this song. I'm loving this song. This beat made me feel like Missy Elliott. The sound took off just like a jet. Popping your face like ah, ooh, ah. Gotta hear this on live right now. With a great song just like this, got to be the one you with. You play with my melody. There's no other man you see. Make you wanna marry me. Baby, bring me some loyalty. Every time the beat drop, gotta make my hips pop. Never wanna turn this off, I'm loving this song. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm loyal to your baby, loyal to this beat. Never wanna turn this off, I'm loving this song. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm loyal to you, baby. Bump this beat, baby. I'm loyal to you, baby. Bump this beat, baby. I'm loyal to ya, baby. Bump this beat, 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 beat. Ah, woo.
That was Loyal to This Beat. I love that song. Loyal to your baby, loyal to this beat. Well, I want to thank you guys for rocking out with me on this Saturday or whatever day you loaded this video or this audio. I appreciate you. But you know what? I'm going to give you a little bit more advice, and I'm going to put out a couple of ads that just came in that we need to say some, you know, pertinent things that we need to do to get to paying these bills. For one, we do need more music. So if you are a R&B artist or R&B and hip-hop artist with light cussing, not a lot of cussing on your record, not a lot of violence, please send in your music to lanihadden1@gmail.com. That's L-A-N-I. HADDEN1@gmail.com, or contact us on our contact page. Also, if you want to advertise your business, we have low fees for if you want to do an ad on our podcast show, or if you want to post the ad on our website. We get about 50,000 viewers every couple months or so. So make sure you advertise your business with a website that's going to reach out to people on different platforms. People come from Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to see this website page and to check out the podcast on Saturdays at 3 p.m. So make sure you get your ads in and get those songs in. And we're also looking for comedians too. If you have a comedy set that's like 5 to 10 minutes, something that's going to be funny and catch the audience's attention in like 3 to 5 minutes, or if it's 10, we'll make an exception if it's really good and funny. Send them in to us on the contact page of this website or to lanihadden1@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. You guys are awesome. And make sure, you know, if you are dating someone, don't just date them for their potential. Like them where they're at the current, as their current situation. And that's only going to save you heartache and pain, because if you're just waiting for them to be great or lose weight or, you know, become an artist or entertainer or have a good job in business or health or something, what if they don't become that? What if something happens where they can't do that? You have to like them where they're at. So that's going to help both of you out. So that's our topic today. Somebody was asking about that. One of the viewers was like, hey, yo, should I be dating somebody for the potential that they might become an entertainer? What you should do, it's not bad if you do that, but like them where they're at as well, just in case it doesn't happen. But root them on and help them meet those goals. You know, if they really want to be an artist and you have contacts, or maybe you can give them information on how to get there, you know, because if they're actually meeting goals or making things happen and working towards being an entertainer, and it looks like they might be, that might not be such a bad idea to date somebody that's, you know, got potential to be an entertainer or an accountant or a business person or whatever it is. You know, if they're already working towards that, or if generally they eat right and they're losing weight, you know, don't worry them so much, because worrying makes a person get anxiety and worry and nibble on things. So, you know, ask them a question first. If I'm the type of person that really likes to help people out, and I do, I'm learning that if I set boundaries and then when the person really needs my help, I can ask them questions. What do you think? And that's what we learned in life coach class. Do you think you should do this on your diet? What are you doing on your diet? What are you currently doing to lose weight? Rather than saying, oh, you don't work out, you don't eat right, you need to do this, you need to do that. Ask questions. Asking questions goes a long way, and it doesn't sound as controlling. So try that for my people that really, you know, like to help people out as I do. And this is not about any particular person. This is general stuff that maybe I talk about on a regular basis. My life is losing weight. I was chubby when I was little. So now that I've lost weight and I still have to work out and eat right every day, I talk about it a lot. I've been a dating coach for probably over 5 years off and on. And I've been a comedian, so I come up with some of this comedy on my own. And I have done some of it before. So don't feel like I'm talking about any particular person, but I hope it helps you, because why would I do a podcast? Why would I speak to the public if I wasn't helping somebody? So I'm hoping that this helps somebody. I'm definitely not saying any names, so I hope nobody feels like I'm picking on anybody. I feel like I'm hopefully encouraging somebody and motivating them and answering some questions, hopefully. So I'm glad that you were listening to this show. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to leave off with a little sample of one of my songs, and we're going to get out of here for real this time. And y'all have a good day on purpose. All right. Love you guys. Peace. Thanks for listening. That show was funny. Uncle Rufus ain't got no sense. Thank you for listening. This is Lonnie Latte with the Hip Hop Lounge.